Hello, welcome to my podcast. I'm calling it Seeing with New Eyes. Yes, the world is changing before our eyes. The coronavirus, it's a global pandemic. Restaurants, bars, libraries, they're closed around the world. Gatherings, large gatherings are canceled. People are told to self-isolate. Yes, yes, this is big change. And one thing we can do to help ourselves move gracefully through this change is to practice seeing with new eyes. And you can do this very simply by calming down, sitting in your home, in your favorite chair, with a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and hey, come. Let us see with new eyes. I'm Heather Williams. I'm a retired art and special ed teacher. There are three ways that I practice the art of seeing with new eyes. Number one, painting and drawing are one way. And so, in every podcast, I employ a simple drawing exercise from my book, Drawing as a Sacred Activity. All right? Number two, for 12 years, I worked with Louise Hay and her international teacher trainings. My drawing activities helped others to see with new eyes. Number three, I'm a High Watch mentor with the Prospero School of Ontology. The mission statement of the Prosperos is to make spiritual truth an effective force for ordered freedom and common good. In the Prosperos, I learned and I teach classes that help us to see our world with new eyes. Now, I'm going to be teaching cosmic intention therapy a week after Easter. And this is a Prosperos class I will be teaching online beginning April 18th, and we're going to hold it for 10 days. Every day I will give an online lesson for 1 hour. To learn more about this, go to the website www.theprosperos, let me spell that, T-H-E for the, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-O-S. www.theprosperos.org. Okay, now let's get into it. Three kinds of eyes. What do I mean? Number one, we have eyes of the flesh. These are your regular eyes that you have a left eye and a right eye. And we look out of our eyes and we see the world around us. And pretty much, I think you'll have to admit that we see things as separate from us. For example, I have my iPhone. I'm holding it in my hand. It's separate from me. The computer, the stapler. I've got a glass of water here. The window over there. These are things I can name. You've probably got things you can name right in front of you. These are things I would call a lot of things in our world the man-made world that has been constructed by other human beings. We're all very creative people, and we live in a man-made constructed world for the most part, our houses and all that. Now, if you're seeing trees and grasses and birds and flowers, this is part of the natural world. Whether it's the man-made or the natural, the eyes of the flesh are seeing the world around us and pretty much seeing it as separate from me. And this is where duality comes in. Eyes of the flesh are great. This is our sense of vision. It's great, but it is there's got to be room for us to see the eyes of the flesh in a new way. And I'll get to that, not today, but another day. Okay, I said we have three eyes. Okay. First one is eyes of the flesh. Second one is eyes of the mind. Well, this is your memories, your thoughts, your feelings, your hopes, your dreams. So close your eyes for just a minute. Picture in your mind your bathroom at home. pretend like you're in your bathroom and you can look in the mirror and see your reflection just like you do every day. You brush your teeth and all that. Now, where do you have this picture? This picture, this is a memory. And where do you carry it? You carry it in your mind. And it's with you whenever you choose to think of it. And this is with us always. So the eyes of the mind are our thoughts and our feelings, our memories, our interpretations, our prejudices. This is the eyes of the mind. Wonderful to learn how to work with the eyes of the mind. Number three, we have the eyes of the soul. And this is more of our spiritual and intuitive self. It opens us up to understand that we are part of a energy that is constantly flowing through us and through the trees and through other people and just through all of life. Now, just for a moment, close your eyes. Take a nice breath of air. Kind of imagine you can empty yourself temporarily of thoughts and feelings and just be here now. And just be aware of being aware. Let go of labeling and naming and judging and feeling and reacting. Just open yourself to being aware, being calm and open and aware of being aware. So the eyes of the soul are fun little opportunities as you begin to practice calming down and maybe taking a pencil and doing a little exercise. So are you ready? Let's do a little one. Let me tell you this. I began doing eyes of the soul drawing exercises in 1999. My mother had a sudden, completely unexpected heart attack. And I was living in California. I flew to Wisconsin. My mom was hooked up to machines. She was unable to say or do anything, so my job was just to be there. And I sat at my mother's side. I held her left hand in my right hand. I just held her hand. With my right hand, I meditated. And with my non-dominant hand, I drew lines on paper. That's all I could do. I didn't even really know where the lines were going, but I just let them freely kind of draw. I did a lot of drawings. You can find them in my book, Drawing as a Sacred Activity. A lot of the drawings are from that. Anyways, I just opened up, and I was surprised by some of the drawings that came out. So let's do, right now, a little one-minute exercise, I call it. And we're going to use your eyes of the soul. Okay? All right. Remember, you're going to use your non-dominant hand, which is the hand that did not go to school. It's the hand that you don't use it very often at all. And so it's when you use this hand, it doesn't do a real super good job. And that's what you have to kind of practice, suspending judgment. Be okay with not knowing where your drawing's going to go. Okay, here we go. One, close your eyes, relax. And now, focus on the highest truth you know. It could be God for you. It could be your spiritual self. I call it my essential self. I'm part of the universe that is ever-present. It is within you. It is within me. So focus on the highest truth you know and feel this truth filling your body. Filling your body. And now, get your non-dominant hand, get a pencil or a pen, and move on the paper just whatever way feels right to you. Could be a circle, could be a squiggle, could be a line, could be a dot. Doesn't matter. That's it. Good. Now, for just one more minute, just allow this line, keep your non-dominant hand moving. No rules, no shoulds. Just relax and allow the pencil to create a drawing, and you just watch. You can use thick lines, thin lines. You can use dots. You can use dark shapes or light shapes. Any kind of line is fine to gently bring out of you a new idea, a new insight, maybe an unexpected connection. Well, that brings us to the ending of this podcast. I want to thank you very much. We must, all of us, learn how to work together in new ways. We must wake up and begin seeing with new eyes. I invite you to learn more about this at my upcoming Cosmic Intention Therapy class. This class will be online for about an hour every day for 10 days, beginning April 18th, ending April 28th. I thank you very much.